Well, for this final devotional, I will continue the examination of some inordinate desires identified in Tim and Kathy Keller's book, God's Wisdom for Navigating Life. Yesterday we looked at the idolatry of the approval of man and the idolatry of comfort. Today I want to look at the idolatry of power and control. Whereas the things we looked at yesterday, applause and comfort, have more to do with drawing something from the world into yourself, these inordinate desires have to do with expressing the self over other people, over the world around you. And again, there's a balance. Power and control are things are not necessarily bad in and of themselves. Proverbs 24:5 says that a wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. There is the dominion mandate to exercise dominion over God's creation for his glory, and that is an exercise of power and control that is godly and that brings glory to God. But there's a point at which those desires can become inordinate, where power and control, a desire for those things, can become sinful. Proverbs 11:16 hints at that. It says, a gracious woman attains honor, but ruthless men attain riches. A gracious woman attains honor, but ruthless men attain riches. There is an abuse of power in careerism, in being opinionated and a poor listener, being argumentative or highly partisan, being unteachable. A lot of that stems from a fear of admitting fault, a fear of being humiliated, fear of losing power. Someone who, with an inordinate desire for power, enjoys situations and relationships mainly because of the power that they exercise in them. And anger often shows up as a symptom when power is denied to them in relationships. The opposite of that inordinate desire for power over other people is a gracious or kind-hearted spirit that gives up power in order to serve others. This gracious woman in Proverbs 11:16 gives of herself freely, and the paradox is that that is what gives her honor. Giving yourself up, giving up power to serve others, is actually what will win respect and influence. Philippians 4, we see the example of Jesus. He gave up power, he emptied himself, in order to serve others. I am among you as one who serves, said Jesus in Luke 22. So again, we have an example of Jesus that warns us against an inordinate desire for power and exhorts us to serve others. And part of the antidote there against an inordinate desire for power is faith, trusting God. Just as loving God was the antidote to the approval of man and the desire for comfort, trusting God is a big factor in fighting the inordinate desire for power. The other inordinate desire that I wanted to cover in this foursome is that of control. Proverbs 27:1 warns us, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day will bring. Boasting about tomorrow comes from a sense of, I control tomorrow. People with an inordinate desire for control will try to control the future and try to control life through planning and management, and not just a wise amount of planning and management, but hyper-focus on micromanaging and planning for every contingency. Someone with an inordinate desire for control will have trouble sharing power, can't delegate, and they will often use guilt and pressure to control other people, to manipulate other people to do what they want. And someone with an inordinate desire for control is plagued with worry. They fear uncertainty. Once again, the antidote to this is trusting God. God is in control of the future, and if we can trust Him, trust that He loves us and will do what is best, then we don't have to be afraid of what might happen, because our future is in God's hands. We don't have to control every aspect of the future. A wise man does make plans and does gather counsel, but a wise man also trusts that God is ultimately in control of the future. So confidence in the Lord is an antidote, as well as following the example of Christ. We have in Jesus a man who is submitted completely to God, only does what he sees his Father doing, and trusts that what his Father will do will be best. So yeah, question, do you get very anxious when you lose direct control of a situation? If so, you need to turn your trust to God and take in God's word to help you grow in your trust for God as you hear from his heart what he's written in his word. Well, I hope that these warnings against these four inordinate desires will help you as you move forward this year to be alert for these things, that they won't become problems in your life, but that you will be able to love God with all your heart and trust Him.